Yeah. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have you guys tuning in. Even though it's very late, you guys are still up with me tuning in, and we're going to chop it up like we always do. So let everybody know that we're live right now, and I thank everybody for staying up and rocking with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do what we do, chop up that good game like we do on the late night. Let everybody know that we're live right now. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break. So don't you move a muscle, because we will be right back, right here on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you a black male new to the corporate environment and you don't know what to expect? Are you tired of not getting the credit you deserve at work? Are you fed up with office politics? Are you being sabotaged by coworkers? Are you often stressed at the office? Do you wish there was a better way to solve problems in the workplace? If so, look no further than A Black Man's Guide for Working in Corporate America. That's a book by author Ken Woods. It gives a comprehensive guide on how to navigate your way through the workplace, and it gives specific examples on problems that you might encounter and provides suggestions and strategies on how to solve them. So get the book right now, A Black Man's Guide for Working in Corporate America, available right now on Amazon.
Having computer problems? Is your PC or Mac running slow? Need help building a gaming PC? Having problems with your Apple or Android device? Call or text Fix Too Fast. We can fix common and uncommon computer software issues remotely, anywhere, nationwide, from the comfort of your home or business. Are you having hardware issues with your PC or Mac? Ship it to us and we will ship it back fixed. Call 1-877-412-9890 or text 513-440-1646 to speak to a technician. Please visit our website at www.fixtoofast.net.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuned into the legendary OG. Tariq Nasheed.
I want to apologize to all my friends.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is Tariq getting all this cash?
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and I am Tariq. I am Tariq Nasheed, ladies and gentlemen, your gracious host. Glad to be back. We're here. How y'all doing, man? We're here ready to chop up some good game as we always do. How's my audio? Am I good? I got to double check and make sure my sound is good. How's my audio, man? Am I good? Am I sounding clear? Let me just double check with the family. How am I sounding? I'm good, right? Everything is good, because sometimes I'll be on here ranting and then my audio is janky, and I don't want that to happen, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm here. Glad to have you guys tuning in on the late night tip. A lot of you guys are in here and it's very late. So the audio is good, huh? Audio sounds really good. Well, so we got Vegas in the house. Excuse me. All right, loud and clear. Audio is good. So, well, since the audio is good, let me get up here in the room with the family. Boom. How about that? Let me get up here on camera with you guys. What's happening with it, man? I'm here. I'm here with y'all. I wasn't going to leave everybody hanging for the week. I've been running around busy back and forth at the museum. Shout out to everybody who's been coming to the museum. A lot of people have been coming to the museum all this week. You know, they featured the museum on television out here. We got a phenomenal segment about the museum out here. Did y'all see that segment on California Live they did about the museum? Yeah, I'm going to talk about that. Michael Jordan. I'm going to get on the Michael Jordan thing, guys. Thank you very much, Q. I'm going to get on that. That's going to tie in on what I'm talking about on today's show. I'm going to get on Michael Jordan. But California Live on NBC, they did a phenomenal segment about the Hidden History Museum. Great segment. And well, we've been just so busy all this week. Thanks and shout out to everybody who's been coming to the museum this week. People have been coming out enjoying it. And by the way, guys, listen, guys, my birthday is next Saturday, not tomorrow Saturday, but next Saturday, July 1st. It's my birthday, family. It is my birthday, July 1st. I'm a Cancer. Where are my Cancers? All the Cancers stand up. All the Cancers in the house. Cancers stand up. Listen, my birthday, I want y'all to join me. You guys are invited. Come on out here to LA. Join me for my birthday, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a big birthday bash at the Hidden History Museum. We're going to have a fun time. You understand? We're going to have a fun time at the Hidden History Museum. Great food, great music. We're going to have a poetry slam contest, and you guys are going to be the judge of that. We're going to give $500 to the best poetry slam artist. Are you a poetry slam artist? Can you do poetry? If so, register for the contest. Get in the contest. Get you some paper. Can you spit those poem rhymes? We got a contest going, man. And we got the comedy show going. We got the poetry contest, the comedy show, food, complimentary food. It's going to be popping. Y'all need to come on through. And the prices are very reasonable for the tickets, starting at $29. Y'all better get them $29 tickets. Those $29 tickets are going to last for a day or two. You better get your $29 tickets now. We got a very, very good rate for everybody to come on in. That's a great deal. Come on in and eat and have a good time and get to see the museum and get the party and get to see a poetry slam and then see a comedy show. That's a great deal. And get the vibe, get the network, and it's my birthday, so it's a vibe. Y'all come on through. HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. Where are my people who can do poems? Come on, this is your time to shine. Go get up there and do a poem. Get up there and get your Still I Rise on. All right? HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. But yeah, they did a phenomenal segment about the museum on California Live. If you haven't seen it, let me play a clip of it real quickly. Well, it's kind of, I'll just play a little snippet because it's like 5 minutes. I don't want to play the whole 5 minutes, but I'll just play a little taste of it. I'll do that just to give you a sample. You can see the whole clip on my channel here, on my Tariq Radio channel. You can see it. Hold on 1 second. Where we at? All right, so this is, hold on, let me do it like, where are we? Oh, let's do that, make it bigger. How about that? All right, so this is the segment, ladies and gentlemen. Let me play it for you real quick, hold on.
LA's Hidden History Museum is the country's first, specializing in the untold stories of Black figures in our state. Danielle Nottingham takes a tour with a filmmaker who made the whole project happen.
We are in Jefferson Park, and this is Tariq, who is behind the Hidden History Museum. And Tariq, tell us what this museum is.
Well, the Hidden History Museum is a museum that we put together on a grassroots level, where we wanted to talk about our history from our our perspective. A lot of black history is not discussed, and it's actually suppressed. So we wanted to really emphasize a lot of untold black history.
And what made you decide to do this museum in particular? I know it's linked.
All right, so that I'm just going to give you all a snippet of it. That's just a snippet. So you guys can see the whole thing on my Tariq Radio channel, all right? But yeah, I was getting my James St. Patrick on. You dig? And where are you going to see that on television, on mainstream television? Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, Dr. Amos Wilson, Neely Fuller, Dr. Ben, Brother Professor James Small. Where are you going to see all of that? Where are y'all going to see all of that on mainstream television? You dig? Oh, I get professional. I know how to clean it up. Oh, yeah. I know how to get real professional real quick. Oh, yeah. It was a great segment. Great segment. The reporter, beautiful sister. She was phenomenal. Yeah. So, yes, indeed. You said, can you get into the birthday bash for free? Well, damn, Claude. I mean, I can understand a woman asking, you know, damn, nigga. This nigga said, can he get into the birthday party for free? Nigga. You can pay your little $29, brother. You're going to get food and you're going to get, you're going to have a good time. You're going to get some good entertainment. I can see if you're a woman. Come on, brother. That's what the women do. Yeah, the women show up with their titties out and be like, hey, can you let us step in here, yeah? Man, yeah, you know what? Yeah, the Art of Mackin, almost, hey, yeah, we got some, well, yeah, we got a while before it's 30 years. Yeah, we got a while before it's 30 years, yeah? Yeah, so this dude asking, a dude asking to get in free. I'm looking at the name. At first, I thought it said Claudia. It said Claude. I'm like, nigga, Claude? Trying to get in somewhere free? Hey, why don't you give me the hookup? Claude. Nigga, you might as well put on a dress and be Claudia. Put on a romper and be Claudine, nigga. Asking to get in free. It's $29, Claude. Nigga, come on in. And plus, I want the brothers to come in representing. The women ain't gonna want you. Women don't want niggas who get in free. Nigga, if you get in free with the women, they don't want you, nigga. I want you to go in there and mingle and holler at some of the ladies, brother. You can't be in there walking in free with the ladies. Yeah? With your legs oiled up. Oh, you nigga, no. Nigga, it's $29. That's a phenomenal deal. Come on, man, brothers. Come on, we got to stop that. Come on, we got to stop that. Lord, my G. Man, if you don't pay that $29, that ain't nothing. But y'all come on through. The birthday bash is going to be off the chain. It's going to be popping. It's going to be very popping. But listen, listen, let's get into what we're talking about on today's broadcast. This whole submarine thing. They've been really, really going at it in the media about the submarine situation, which is a tragedy. Listen, 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 listen. Anybody dying, you know, I don't want to make light of that. Anybody dying and condolences to the victims' families, all right? We don't want to make light of anybody dying. That is a tragedy. That's a tragedy no matter how you look at it. That is a tragedy no matter how you look at it, all right? What's really going on with this submarine thing? It's just something smells funny about it, right? When you hear this story about the submarine thing, just something smells funny. They said that these guys, these billionaires, got in this little submarine, and there's different weird spins on the story. Here's the story. These guys get in this submarine, a bunch of billionaires, like five billionaires, people from well-to-do financial backgrounds. They get in this submarine to go see the Titanic, to go underwater and see the Titanic. So when they get underwater, they get lost. There's no communication. with the people above or whatever. They've been looking for him for the last couple of days, and they've been counting down how much oxygen is left in their tank. They said they only had 96 hours of oxygen, and they were just counting down on this whole thing where they're looking for him, and everybody's on hands and pins and needles looking for him and waiting to see what's going on. And oh, they only got 40 hours of air left, and they're just really dragging this story. Now they got 30 hours of air, and they only got 11 hours of air. It's like the media is really milking this thing. They're dragging it on. And another thing that's interesting, right in the middle of the tragedy, there's a damn documentary coming out about it. Do y'all know that? There's a documentary about these dudes and this tragedy, and this was before the whole thing even ended. I'm calling it a tragedy, but it's a tragedy. But they got a documentary already about this. I'm like, what? That's weird. What the hell is that? They got a documentary about it. Okay. Well, hell, are y'all still looking for him? I mean, damn, y'all don't even know the outcome. Or do you know the outcome, right? Y'all don't know the outcome, or do you know the outcome, right? That means they already know what the outcome is. They're just dragging this along for dramatic purposes, right? So now they're really milking it. They're like, we heard some faint knocking sounds in 30-minute intervals. So they kept talking about these knocking sounds they kept hearing underwater, making it seem like, well, there's hope. They might be alive. They might be knocking for help. Y'all remember that? They kept saying that. And they're just dragging this thing. And now today they were like, okay, basically they dead. The submarine imploded and now they're dead. It's been confirmed that they're dead. And from what I understand, they paid, the five passengers paid $250,000 a pop just to be in the submarine. Now, here's the thing. I'm asking the question, okay, if they heard all of these faint knockings and all of that, they had to have heard the implosion. If you heard knocking, you heard the implosion. You had to have heard that. And from what I found out, and let me pull up some of the links of this stuff here. Let me pull up some of the links. Hold on. Let me pull up some of the links here. Y'all bear with me. Y'all bear with me one second. I'm gonna get some right and exact stuff in here. Because from what I've seen, what I've found out, is that the Navy, here, right here, the Navy actually did hear the implosion days ago. So I'm seeing stories now that the Navy actually did hear the thing implode days ago. So these guys were dead on the day, the first damn day. All right. So these guys were already, they've been dead. And they know that. These guys were dead on the first damn day. All right. They know this. They knew these guys were dead. They just been milking this thing and dragging it. That's why they had a documentary about this. They already knew these guys. These guys were dead the minute they hit that water. That thing imploded. Listen, they have stuff underwater. Ears and eyes are all over the place. The government, they can hear and see all over this planet. Underwater, out of space, on your phones. So they have sonar sound systems in the water to alert them to enemy ships and things like that. So they know. All right? They know. And they knew these guys were dead. So why are they dragging it out the way they're dragging it out? Why are they milking it? So that now we got to put the tinfoil koofy on a little bit. Now we got to put on the tinfoil koofy. No. Now, what's going on with these guys? Now, what happened? was this just an innocent implosion? If it was an innocent implosion, just say, hey, they hit the water, they imploded. Why drag this thing out the way they're dragging it out? Yeah? Why are they dragging it out like that? Now listen, listen. Are they trying to cover something up? Is something going on here? Like, listen, five billionaires getting on a ship, I don't think, or a submarine, I don't think they were just on there for shits and giggles now. I don't think they were just going down there to see the damn Titanic. I want y'all to understand, a lot of these wealthy, well-to-do families, they like to have meetings in top secret. Do y'all feel me? Feel me on this. There's been rumors for years about these Bilderbergs and all of these well-to-do, moneyed families and higher-ups, and how these people have these secret meetings all over the place, particularly in submarines. Yes, the tinfoil koofy is on. Yes, the tinfoil koofy is on. These people like secrecy. When they're talking about doing things that affect the world, because these people are all, we're talking about a handful of people who control the majority of the global masses. All right? Listen, feel me. When these guys have meetings, yeah, they like to be in secret. They go to these little secret islands. They go to these little secret bunkers somewhere. They like to be somewhere where there's nobody recording. You feel what I'm saying? Just like at Jekyll Island, when these rich, well-to-do families went over off of the coast of Georgia to a place called Jekyll Island to create the Federal Reserve. They wanted to be somewhere in secrecy, where it's a controlled environment. Everybody knows each other. It's a small group of people who know each other. You know things aren't going to get bugged. Ain't no spies nowhere. They want to be in secret. What's more secret and spy-proof than a damn submarine in the bottom of the ocean, right? Now, the tinfoil koofy is on, but don't think this is far-fetched. Do y'all know a few years ago, they found some documents where Boris Yeltsin out of Russia, he wanted to have a meeting in a submarine with Bill Clinton. Hold on, let's pull up some receipts on this. Just so y'all don't think I'm whistling Dixie here. But I don't want y'all to think I'm just jumping out of the window here. This actually happens. Boris Yeltsin suggested a secret meeting on a submarine with Bill Clinton. All right? So I'm not jumping out the window. They do stuff like this. When they want to have secret conversations about world domination, these people want to be somewhere off in the cut. Yeah? So yeah, they do stuff like this. They do things like this. Now you got five billionaires sitting up in a submarine. These people sound like they were trying to plot or plan something. The Bohemian Grove. Yeah. So these guys sitting up in the submarine, you know, what were they talking about? And did they have something planned that somebody didn't like? Did their submarine get sabotaged, right? We got to understand, hey, these guys were professionals. How did this thing just go so bad? These guys were supposed to be these professionals. And one of the guys, he has a Guinness Book of World Records on traveling, and this guy has been out of space, and Hamish Harding, that's the white British guy. Now, Hamish Harding, this dude, this is a very secretive billionaire. He's a billionaire, and nobody really knows anything about this guy. All right? That's Hamish Harding. This guy is sitting on billions. Nobody knows anything about this guy. This guy's background is real closely guarded. Nobody knows really who his parents are. Yeah? He's secretive about his parents, and they don't know exactly how much money the guy has. He's secretive about that. They just know he's a billionaire, And the guy, and you know, wait. And the guy, where is he? That's him right there. I mean, the guy's sitting on billions of dollars. They don't even have him on the Forbes list of billionaires. He basically, you know, they'll pay to not be on these lists. So this was a guy who was real big on secrecy as far as his wealth and all of that stuff. This guy was real secretive about his paper and his background, his family. They don't have too much about this guy. Yeah, that is smart. That's smart. You know, I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying this guy is real low-key about his background. You know? Nobody really knows how the hell he got all them billions of dollars. So that's the thing about a lot of these white wealthy guys. They be rich as hell. You don't know where they got their money from. They're so low-key. We're the opposite. We get some money. Everybody got to know it. And the white supremacists make sure they know everything about us. They know everything about the family tree, every dime. The pocket watching is insane. But yeah, this guy's very secretive. So it's not far-fetched to say that this guy wanted to have some kind of secret meeting somewhere, as secretive as he is about his paper. Yeah? Now, there's some more conspiracies that can be there. Somebody said it. Hell. Some people said these dudes could have faked their damn deaths. Yeah? Who knows? But yeah, 13 families run the entire world. But yeah, you got these anonymous billionaires. Did somebody off this guy? Were they trying to make a power move? Somebody saw the power move for what it was, and they said, hey, let's do a little work on that ship of his. Yeah, before they go underwater, let us do a little work on that submarine to make sure it don't come back up. They do stuff like that. We better understand, when you get into that billionaires club, you're dealing with megalodon sharks. You're not dealing with regular sharks. You're dealing with prehistoric sharks. Want y'all to understand, when you deal with the billionaires club, these people will off you like it's nothing. It is nothing for your ass to come up missing. Ask Jeff Epstein. All right? When you're dealing with the billionaires out here, you will come up missing if they want you missing. If you're making some kind of power move you're not supposed to be making, or somebody don't like, they will get you out the paint. You understand? Yeah, something ain't adding up. There's some fishy stuff going on with that submarine situation. We're going to learn more stuff that's coming out about it. But we need to follow the money. We need to see where this money is going to go. I want to watch these families and see what's going on with these families. And I want to see what's going on with their corporations. Are their corporations getting taken over by certain people? Yeah. And some people are saying this is a distraction because there's some stuff going on with Biden. That's a possibility. Yeah. But to me, it's my conjecture, they might have been having some kind of meeting, some kind of power meeting in that damn submarine. That's the logical thing for me to see. I don't think just five billionaires got in a submarine for shits and giggles to see the damn Titanic. Yeah? These folks will get funny with your damn money. Once you get in that billionaires club, that brings us to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, did y'all hear about Michael Jordan? There's a situation where Michael Jordan just sold. Where's that? Michael Jordan. Let me put the thing up here. Michael Jordan sells his share of the Charlotte Hornets to a group including J. Cole and Eric Church, reportedly for $3 billion. Michael Jordan sold his majority stake ownership in the Charlotte Hornets, a team he's owned for more than a decade. All right. And what they're doing, look at how they word this. He sold it to a group including a millionaire hedge fund manager who they don't name. They don't name the white guy, the hedge fund manager, and rapper J. Cole. They had to throw J. Cole in it to make it seem like, oh, another black person is going to come up. Listen, from what I'm hearing, Jordan got finessed out of this thing. from what I understand, there was some kind of debt going on. There was some kind of debt going on, and they ended up finessing Jordan out of this thing, and he was forced to sell it, from what I understand. I'm hearing that Jordan got his ass finessed by these white billionaires, and I don't think the guy they're talking about is the millionaire. I think he's a billionaire, too. Yeah, he was up here gambling somehow. He got in some kind of financial situation, and they finessed him. Yeah, he got finessed out of that. Yeah, they ended up finessing him out of that. He got in debt somehow. They finessed him in some kind of debt. And then in order to pay off the debt, he had to sell his share. Yeah, man. Y'all got to watch it out here. Yeah, J. Cole's percentage is probably so. J. Cole is probably has a little bitty percentage of a percentage in some hedge fund, which means nothing. They're just throwing J. Cole's name in it to make it seem like less of a finesse. But like, I think they slimeballed him out of that paper, out of the ownership, dude. Yeah, they got at him. Yeah, with some gambling thing, something happened and they finessed him. They got him. Yeah, again, J. Cole really don't fit into the story. They just kind of found out he was a part of a hedge fund, which he probably had a very small percentage in it. And they just wanted to tie that into the story. Yeah, J. Cole probably got 0.0.08%. It's probably such a small percentage, but they had to, so he owned the concession stand. Yeah, but yeah, he was supposed to pass that ownership to his son, and now his son, ain't his son with Laura Pippins, and Laura Pippins just finessed Scottie Pippins out of half of his NBA pension. Did y'all hear that? Laura Pippin is going to get half of Scottie Pippen's NBA pension. Lord. Man. Lord. Well, the finesse game is just all around. The finesse game is all around. Yeah, Larsa Pippen. Yeah, that's her name, Larsa. Scottie then got finessed, and now she's working on Michael Jordan's son. Well, she's going that, at least she's going for the gusto. She goes for the big money. And Michael Jordan's son, boy, y'all niggas, boy. Boy, y'all will take them white sloppy seconds, boy. Y'all should know better. Y'all should know better. But listen, let me get on some other stuff, but I digress. But speaking of Russia and all of that, now y'all know these people play games when it comes to our reparations. When it comes to our reparations, everybody's acting broke. Oh no, I don't know where the money's going to go. Where's the money going to come from? Oh my God, we don't have it. Oh Lord, it's going to bankrupt us. So where's the money? Oh Lord, don't nobody know where no money is. Everybody's broke. Oh, we don't know. I ain't got it. We hear all that stuff. Oh, ain't no money. Listen, the U.S. just announced that they made a mistake. A bad accounting error gave the Ukraine an extra $6 billion in aid. So they said they made a mistake and gave them $6 billion extra. They're just dropping money out of their pocket like, oops, and giving it to other people, and then act like giving foundational Black Americans a few of them billion dollars is just going to be Armageddon. Don't let these people run a game on you. They're sitting up here losing money to other people. They're losing money to other people. Like, oops, my bad. What about our reparations? Oh God, that's be horrible for the economy, dude. That's gonna bankrupt us. Where would we get the money? We would starve to death if we gave it to you. No. Giving reparations to foundational Black Americans would stimulate the economy. that would stimulate the economy. We're in here heavy. It's a lot of us in here tonight. So don't let them run that game on us, family. Don't let these people run a game. They got the money. And they need to give it to Foundation of Black Americans. They got the money. Don't let them run that game. Because we need reparations. We're still dealing with violent, degenerate white supremacists who are attacking us on a daily basis. There was a situation in Texas where a white supremacist instigated a road raid situation, and he tried to kill the sister, ran up on the sister with a gun, tried to attack her. The sister had to run into a convenience store. Let me show y'all this story, man. This is how bold these white supremacists are. They're going to attack women and children. They're going to go for soft targets. See, this is why we got to be on code with our stuff, man. We got to be down. We got to look out for each other. Hold on. Let me play this real quick. If I let this ad go through. Hold on. I hate when I'm trying to show something and there's an ad. So give me 29 seconds. Let me wait for the ad to be done. And I'm going to play this news clip of a situation that happened down in Texas where this white supremacist was chasing this sister with a damn gun. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. Hold on. All right, let me play this real quick. Hold on. All right. Hold on. Okay, hold on right here. All right.
Age ordeal for a woman in the Humble area.
And look at this crazy surveillance video right here showing that man following the woman into a convenience store and then pointing a gun right at her. The man is now charged with assault. And only on 13 tonight, the victim is sharing her story with our Rosie Wynn.
Yeah, she is live in Humble with all the details.
Yeah, Chauncey and Maida, this is the gas station where the victim says she drove to for help. She tells me this has been an extremely traumatic event for her, and she is still in shock over what happened. She is sharing her story tonight, hoping to get others to think twice before pulling a gun out on someone else.
It's really traumatizing.
It's insane.
The feelings are still raw for this woman who asked us not to share her identity. She says the suspect, 30-year-old Kevin Roth, was behind her at a red light yesterday morning. She claims he honked at her when the light turned green. She honked back, and that's when she claims he showed her his gun, followed her, and hit her in the back of her car.
And that's when I just took off, like, speeding to a gas station, to a public area, because I had already seen that gun in the car. So I didn't want to just pull over like a regular car accident.
Surveillance video from that Phillips 66 gas station on Atascocita and Wilson shows the terrifying moments after a man believed to be Roth followed her into the convenience store. You can see
believed to be Roth. What the hell is that?
Him pointing the gun at her several times as she tries to get away from him. When she tries to leave, he stops her and then tries to take the keys out of her car. He then hits the back of her car again to block her in the parking lot. The victim says she was in fear of her life.
Get on the ground right now. He could have shot me when he was doing like this. Like, when he was aiming a gun at me, I could tell like he was like kind of scared himself. Like, he was shaking his hand, like he was shaking. So that's why I was scared, because I'm like, I'm scared because you're scared. Like, he could have done anything just out of fear to me.
Deputies with the Harris County Sheriff's Office responded about 10 minutes later and say they took the gun away from Roth. He was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Earlier today, he bonded out of jail, which was set at $25,000. The victim's mother says she's thankful her daughter is alive, but feels extremely disturbed about how this unfolded.
This could have ended a lot worse. I'm thankful to God that, you know, that everything, that it didn't go as escalate as far as it.
Wow, man. Wow, wow, wow. It's getting real out of you, man. These white supremacists are cowards, dude. These dudes are cowards. And man, sisters, y'all better have some brothers you can call. Y'all better have some men you can call. This is why we better be on our vibe together. We got to get off this thing, sisters. We got to get our relationship game together so that we can protect each other. You know, that sister should have had somebody she can get on that phone and call to say, hey, baby, your daddy, your man. See, this is getting ridiculous, man. We got to have relationships where we have things that are normal where we can protect each other. There's a reason why the dominant society, they want the sisters to be by themselves, pumping your head with all of this, you running things. They want the boys in dresses. This is why. They want the boys switching around in rainbow colored Crocs. So when this happens, when the white supremacists are attacking women and children, there's nobody there to protect them because the men are going to be somewhere bussy popping. That's the reason why they promote that stuff. Because they don't want a warrior class stepping to the damn white supremacists. And they're going to give them a slap on the wrist as they're doing. Assault? Dude, that should have been attempted murder. He's ramming her with his car. There should be a hate crime. Imagine a black person doing that to an Asian person. There would be hate crime charges. Biden and Kamala would come out and do a speech about it. You know? This is why we need the warrior class. This is why we need the warrior class. It's important to get our relationship game in order. We got to have our right balance in our relationships. That is so very important, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, yeah, brandishing. This guy is waving the gun all over the place. Now, if a black person waves a gun, you're going to get brandishing, misuse of a weapon, attempted assault, attempted murder, negligence. Boy, they're going to pull out a whole new rule book of stuff. So we got to get our warrior class in order, man. It's very, very important that we do that. Because see what they do, man. They promote degenerate relationships with us. We're the only group of people who the degenerate class is promoted and incentivized. You don't have no other group's degenerate class because all groups have a degenerate class. We all got degenerates. Nobody's perfect. We get criticized because we're not a perfect group of people. There is no perfect group of people. The thing is, we're the only group where our degenerates are actually funded and elevated by outsiders. We're the only group where that happens. No other group has their degenerate class funded by corporate entities. I want y'all to understand that. You don't go to the Asian community. You don't have the corporate sector going to the Asian community, finding all of the streetwalkers and the drug addicts and promoting them and putting them on the mass media. You don't have that. You don't have them going to the Hispanic community, getting all the drug addicts, the drug dealers, the ratchets, the stanks, and giving millions of dollars to promote them on mass media. You don't have it. We're the only people who the corporate entities, they will promote the most ratchet thing within our culture and elevate it to the mass media. So millions of dollars going to promoting the Sukihanas and the sexy reds and all of that stuff. And I'm not knocking them, sisters. I'm not knocking them. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying there's a reason why the mumble rappers who done shot 20 people and all that, they get promoted. Millions of dollars going to promoting them. The degenerate behavior of the culture is promoted and elevated. That only happens with us, and it gets magnified, and then that becomes the de facto representative of us. Yeah? This is why it's very important for us to take control of the narrative. Yeah, the Lizzos. They'll promote the Lizzos and sit up there and act like that's a positive thing. They don't do that with white people. Yeah? They don't do that with them. They only do that with us. And y'all better understand the propaganda when they promote the Sukihanas and the stank hole rappers now, because now in order for a female rapper to get put on, you have to be a stank hole. you have to be and act like a complete ghetto ratchet stank hoe in order to get put on. And that's unfortunate. I'm not even knocking them, because if you're struggling and if you're broke, people are going to do whatever they need to do to get put on. If they say, well, hell, I just got to act like my mama. My mama was a ratchet hoe. I just got to act like my mama and I get put on. Well, so be it. That's what I'm going to do. I just got to be ratchet to get put on. I'll get put on. You understand? And that's an unfortunate thing. But they do that because they want the image of the black woman to be degraded. They want young black boys to see black women represented by Lizzo. They want to see you represented by the scar lip, and not knocking these people, but this is who they want you to see as the representative of black women. The Glorilla, you see? This is what they want you to see as the representatives. These women going around rapping about how wet their coochie is. And they want that to be your representative. But they don't put white women out there like that. They represent white women as the face of innocence, which we know is not true, but that's what they, you know, the Taylor Swifts and all of that stuff. They like to promote the white women as the face of innocence. Yeah. There's a reason why they do that. Psychologically, that messes with the minds of black kids, black boys, even black girls, but black boys in particular. So black men grow up with that coon spirit. They think, well, damn, if I get a female, hell, I've been growing up listening to Glorilla, and I can't, you know, do I really want that, or do I need the soft, innocent white woman that they've been promoting all of my life? You see, those images are very important. This is why we have so many black men grow up cooning for these non-black women. These dudes are absolutely coons for non-black women, unfortunately. And I'm not knocking anybody's interracial relationship. I'm not knocking that. There's some people out there who's genuinely in love. That's understandable. But then you have dudes out here who just, brothers, who will just worship anything white. And then they try to justify this stuff. What's funny, when dudes try to worship white women and worship their white relationships, the depths they go through to try to justify it. Did y'all see Jackie O's funeral? My good brother, DC Young Fly, his lady, her funeral was last week. And RIP to her, and in respect to my brother, DC Young Fly. It was a very moving funeral. And I'm assuming Jackie O's mother was white. Her dad was black. Her dad is black. Her mother was white. Right? Now, Jackie O's dad, and no disrespect to my brother DC, because I know that those are his in-laws, and DC is my brother. I'm not saying that to denigrate anybody. But boy, that dad said some coon shit. I'm going to have to keep it a buck. Boy, that dad. Oh, boy. That dad got, at the funeral, did y'all see? I'm going to play a clip. I hate to go. I'm going to have to go there. Boy, that dad went somewhere with it. And from what I understand, the people there was like, oh, what the hell? Yeah, that dad, we're going to have to keep it a buck. That dad got on the coon train at that funeral, man. Man, boy, I ain't never seen this kind of justification to get a white woman. Brother, just say you like white women. He said, let me let y'all hear what he said about Adam and Eve, all right? Listen to this dad, okay, listen, all right? I love DC Young Fly, that's my brother, but boy, that dad. Oh, y'all didn't see this? Okay. All right, listen to the dad. This is the dad at the funeral. All right? But this, yeah. All right, let me play this. This is the dad. Hold on. Where is it? All right. Hold on. All right, hold on. Listen to this. This is the dad justifying getting with white women, basically. Hold on.
And he used the dirt, and the dirt is brown, to make Adam. Now, I don't know if you guys know anything about science, but on the... Your DNA strand.
And by the way, the dad, I think he's a cop, by the way. I think this guy is a cop, or he was a former cop, but I think this guy is a cop.
All that is a series of information, and it can't produce anything other than what's on that information. That's science. If Adam and Eve were two black people, everybody on the planet would be black. If Adam and Eve were two white people, everybody on the planet would be white. Where did these white people come from? Where did these black people come from? Go with me. Yes, Adam used, or y'all used, the dirt. The dirt is brown. Adam had hair, wool, brown eyes, and brown skin. What did he use to make Eve? That's Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. He took her rib, or Adam's rib. Eve, her ribs are pinkish.
Uh-oh.
Eve was a white woman.
What? What?
If you're looking at the material, unless God is a racist, he wouldn't have changed the material. And he took it from Adam's rib. Ribs are curved.
They're like, nigga, you cooning, you need to go.
So, here we go. There's a dream in the land.
Okay. Now he just goes all the way left. Dude, what? He said, well, Adam was made from dirt. Adam is black. Eve came from his rib. The ribs are pink. So Eve is white. Oh, I heard the people in the funeral was like, oh, Lord. Yeah, the deacons had to holler at him. Nigga, it's time to go. Just let me get you on up out of here, brother. Lord. Dude. My dude. Nigga. Boy, did that dude do some... Boy, that was the wildest justification to get white women I've ever heard. Dude, that's a whole different level of cooning. No, that wasn't no dementia, dude. That was some deep-seated cooning right there. That was some heavy-duty cooning right there. But hey... Much respect to my brother DC. DC is my brother, man. It is. But yeah, that father-in-law, my God. Anyway, man, listen. I think we had a good conversation tonight. Listen. The birthday bash. My birthday next Saturday. Y'all come join me at the Hidden History Museum. Come on out here to LA. Come to my birthday party, man. We're gonna have a ball. At the Hidden History Museum, man. We're going to have complimentary food, complimentary buffet. We're going to have vegan options because last week we had all types of ribs and chicken. Oh, we had, it was meat lovers. But this time, we're going to have a lot of vegan options for everybody. Complimentary food, man. Great music. We're going to have a poetry slam contest. We're giving $500 away to the best poetry slam artist. We're going to have a poetry slam contest. Can you spit? Come up here and get that paper. Go to HiddenHistoryMuseum.com to get your tickets and to register for the poetry slam contest. Got to register for the contest at Hidden History Museum. We're going to have our brother Dwan B co-hosting, my sister Brianna Full, she's a Poetry Slam sister who's clicked in with the Poetry Slam crowd. She's going to be hosting the contest. I'm going to be hosting the whole night as well. HiddenHistoryMuseum.com is going to be on and popping get your tickets. Only $29 to get in, and those $29 tickets are going to be limited, so you better get yours right now. HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. And that's going to be Saturday, July 1st. That's July 4th weekend, so it's going to be popping. We're going to have a great time out here in L.A., man. We're going to have a great time. And I can't wait to meet you guys, some of you guys I haven't met. And you guys are going to love the museum, just the vibe. Everybody who comes to the museum, they absolutely love the vibe of it, man. But anyway, man, that's been it. Much respect to you guys, man. I thank you guys for tuning in. Again, go to HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. If you want to make a donation, just go to HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. Go to American-Maroon.com to get the movie American Maroon. And I'm going to holla. Papi Akute and Lola Vuve to the family. Peace.